put I put the wooded foothills in because I put plateau back in because I always oftentimes like I have a lot of blue and black sources. The Brea deck is very much like a blue black combo deck that splashes red and white. And a lot of the times I just want to get one land that will make red or white. And like a lot of the times I just want to get plateau so I don't have to ever get another land that's not blue or black.
Right.
And it is
because that'll like cover your off colors. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. And I got I actually got a lot of, I can't believe how many cards from Modern Horizons 2 went right into the deck.
Right into Brea.
Yeah.
Do you know that the Onslaught fetches have just shot up in price after Modern Horizons 2 came out?
Yeah, well, that's because the enemy fetches are cheap now, right? So
yeah, so it's like evening out. Wooded Foothills. Do you know the price of a Wooded Foothills on Card Kingdom today?
It's got to be $60 or something. It's
$55 for a Cause of Tarkir Wooden Foothills.
Yeah, that's preposterous.
You can get the Zendikar Rising Expedition for $60. The Onslaught is $109. Jesus. Yeah,
I have. I was thinking about getting Expedition Allied fetch lands. I actually have the Secret Lair enemy fetch lands because they just have really, really good art.
Yeah. Can you guess Arid Mesa? Can you guess Arid Mesa?
Ooh, Arid Mesa.
The worst one. Can you guess?
$48.
It is $40.
$40. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. That's crazy.
Oh, man. But yeah, oh, Flooded Strand's only $40. Polluted Delta is $55. Bloodstained Mire is $50.
Yeah, because well, the expensive ones have always been Misty Rainforest and Scalding Tarn. But like Legacy
Misty took a dive.
Misty Rainforest, yeah. So that's because people aren't playing green in their Delver decks in Legacy anymore.
Yeah, Misty's only at $50 right now.
Yeah, yeah. So it's pretty wild. People aren't playing green in their Legacy Delver decks anymore. So Misty Rainforest doesn't really have the home that it had. It's really
Scalding Tarn is also low. Jeez.
I mean they're all really low right now.
Well, no, they're not. Like these are $50 pieces of cardboard.
Lower, right. So that's not I remember when Scalding Tarns were $120. Like
I think I bought mine at 80 and I felt good about it.
Like, yeah, right. Oh my god. Know? I'm happy to say I got all of my fetch lands when they were in standard when Mythic Rares existed. So I got them all for like $7 each. Like,
shut up. I remember you talking about that like years ago. That was over a decade ago. Jesus. Yeah.
I was like, I'll never be sad to have my fetch lands. And I remember literally like I was in Aaron's parents' living room when they announced the Allied fetch lands in Cons of Tarkir. I literally jumped off the couch when I read the article and I was like, yes. And people were like, what's going on? And I was like, they're reprinting these cards and they had
I don't remember where I was when I heard the Allied fetches were getting reprinted. I do remember where I was when I first heard about the Shocklands though. It was like back in the days of dial-up and I was loading magicthegathering.com because you could not get spoilers anywhere else. There was really no other spoiler place except for MTG Salvation. That's a throwback. Yeah. Jeez. Yep. MTG Salvation you'd go to for the boards, but the mothership would usually just get the first big preview, and I remember Temple Garden getting spoiled from the original Ravnica set, and I remember freaking out like what's going on.
I remember printing out like a blown up like super crappy granular image of it and like putting it on a binder because I was just like I was so excited.
Man, do you remember our playgroup, I guess, in high school, like people would have to open up Shocklands. Do you remember like that? Like we didn't have any means to buying them.
Yeah. But yeah. I remember. So I remember like trying to build my Ghazi Glare deck, which is what I played before. Like this is when we were like just getting into Magic. Right. I remember
that
like
evil. I remember
frantically trying to trade for like Loxodon Hierarchs and Temple Loxodon Gardens.
Loxodon Hierarch was a big deal back in the day.
There's a good card. I mean, now it just
ETB gain 4 life on a 4/4 body.
Four mana, 4/4 ETB gain 4 life, pay 2, sack it, regenerate your team. I think it is like
Thragtusk, who? Right?
Like, yeah, right.
Oh my God. We look at Thragtusk like, I don't know, $3.
Yeah, man, I remember when those cards were just like, oh my God, this, like, they've really pushed the envelope of what creatures do. Yeah, for sure.
Do you remember who opened the first Shockland in our playgroup? It was not me.
I have no idea.
Lucas Cardoza. Remember that guy?
I do remember Lucas, yeah.
He opened a Sacred Foundry, and we were all jealous. Remember that. Yeah. Oh, man.
So good. That's great.
Welcome back to Forcing Spike, where you've got Justin on the East Coast and Chris out here on the West Coast. Justin, it's Sunday evening. How are you doing today?
I'm good. It actually took Emily a long time to get to bed. She only got to bed a couple minutes before we started the stream, actually.
Oh, really? Oh, my gosh. I have this to look forward to? Because my kid's gone to bed pretty consistently between 7 and 8 since, like, the day she was born. So, like, am I good or...
No, so this is kind of an anomaly. Like, Emily usually goes to bed between 7 and 8.
Okay.
She used to go to bed really early at like 6, and then it kind of crept back, and she's been at like 7 to 8 o'clock for a while now. And today, I don't know, she was just really exciting. Like, we were going to bed and she's like jumping off the bed and doing crazy stuff.
My daughter's not walking yet. Today's actually a momentous day in the Dunn household. Today is the day that Eleanor announced that she was on her way. Is the anniversary of my wife's water breaking. 3 days in the hospital later, she popped out. But so we were talking about that earlier today. I had a good cry, you know. I just had a good, like, emotional, like, oh my God, like, she's growing up. Kind of day.
Man, that's crazy. She's almost 1. Congratulations, you did it. She's alive. Everybody's alive.
You're 1 year married. On. Oh my God.
Everybody's alive, and you're still married. That's great.
Oh boy. So you know, today around 11:30 at night will be the shit coming from my wife on the couch. Yep. So I was playing Arena when it happened. I don't know what I was playing, but I was doing something.
Let me finish this game.
I think that's what happened. I think she was like, ah, shit. I think she was like, ah, shit, I peed myself. And I was like, all right, do you need me? And she's like, no. And then like 5 minutes later, she's like, it's happening. It's happening.
That's so great.
Oh, man. Well, how was your week? I know we're recording a little later in the week. I was out of town middle of this week when we normally record. How are you doing?
It's been a stressful week. Emily and I have been sick for like a month.
Oh my God.
And it is,
it's not the Rona, is it?
No, we've had multiple coronavirus tests. We both do not have coronavirus.
So it's just some regular crud.
Some regular 1 month nastiness that she picked up from daycare and brought home. And it's really,
we had something like causing last grief. Month. Yeah, we had something last month that Eleanor got first, then I got it, then Annie got it, and it just lingered for a long time. It was just, I don't know what it was. Like, it wasn't coronavirus, but it was something else, and we were just on our asses for like a month. It was not fun.
Yeah.
So I feel you.
It's bad, but we're on the mend. It's just taking forever. You know, I feel like I just kept getting worse and worse and worse for like 2 weeks. And now we're almost 2 weeks since I began to kind of like round the corner, and I'm only, I don't know, at 80% maybe.
Like, right.
I do not feel good, but I do feel better. So there's that.
That's good. We had a pretty okay day. You know, Eleanor is starting, she's going through a mental leap right now. So like more syllables are coming out of her mouth, and she's almost standing on her own. And she's just like super active all the time. Like, I think every waking minute today, she was just screaming.
Totally.
I'm like, I don't know what's going on. We eventually put a movie on just to like say, hey, maybe she'll watch this. And she totally did. And I was like, oh, thank God. I was able to cook dinner. We had an early dinner tonight. Normally, our dinners are late. Normally, I start dinner when Eleanor's going down because it's like the first time of day we can get some peace and quiet But I decided to push through today. We put on a movie. She watched it, and I was able to cook dinner. So we had some hot links and barbecued potatoes. It was pretty good.
Nice. We use screen time very much as a mean to like accomplish household tasks like that. Like we'll use screen time to be able to like cook or clean or do laundry or like clean up after the dog or the cat or something. That's kind of what we use it for.
I used it when I was working from home still, and she hadn't started daycare. Sesame Street was my jam. You know, I was like, okay, Bert and Ernie are going on. And I did the old Sesame Street, which was really actually good. Like, I don't know if you've got HBO now, but or whatever it's called. I don't know what it's called now, but HBO's got Sesame Street, and they have the old ones, and they're really actually good. Like, I'll sit down and watch one and enjoy it. Like, Sesame Street's legit.
The new stuff is pretty good, too. We've been watching a lot of new Sesame Street. I think Sesame Street is just higher quality, like, children's entertainment than I ever realized.
It's been consistently good for, like, 50 years, so good for them. But we're not here to talk about Sesame Street. We are not a Sesame Street podcast. We are actually here to hang out tonight. You and I could talk about some of the Forgotten Realms spoilers, but I don't feel like there are quite enough yet, and I don't want to get too into it until we have some more information. So, who do we lose?
I'm still here.
Craig's still here, too.
Did somebody leave?
We're all here.
You're all here. Craig's here. I'm here. All right.
That was weird. You heard it. You heard the noise, though, right?
I did hear the dilute.
Yeah, that was weird. Okay. Well,
carry on, my wayward son.
We're here to revisit Strixhaven draft. We had a couple requests in the Discord to go back and do a drafting session with Justin, whereas Justin is the pro in this situation, and the like not pro. And you know what? We looked back at the stats, and people actually listened to that episode. So, hey, we're going to do it. We're going to draft some Strixhaven. Justin, I've got a premier draft in bronze queued up. And
this is great.
Do you have any? I have not drafted Strixhaven since we last did one of these episodes. So I know we drafted a killer Silver Quill deck. It was pretty legit. Yeah.
So I was a lot higher. Like, I feel like in the beginning, I thought Silver Quill was pretty good, and all the pros were like really down on it. And I think since then, a lot of the pros have really come up on Silver Quill and really gone down on Golgari and Lorehold, which is like, I had Silver Quill as like the top. And then like,
you think you were onto it first is what you're saying.
Yeah. Like, so the pros a couple weeks ago, you know, we're talking about like Guiding Voice into Expanded Anatomy, and I was doing that like week one. I was just like, oh, this is, you know, if you do this on a Menace or a Lifelink or a Flyer guy, and like you can really race with some of the silver. Like, Guiding Voice is a really good card, and I was on it, I feel like, long before anybody else was, but everybody's kind of got on. But I think most seasoned drafters will say now that like probably Quandrix and then Prismari are like the top two, and then Silver Quill is kind of a step down, and then Golgari and Lorehold are probably both a step down from there. You really need to have a very specific few cards to get the Golgari and the Lorehold decks to come together.
So what is the school name for Golgari?
I'm sorry, the Golgari, that's Witherbloom.
Witherbloom.
Witherbloom and Lorehold, yeah.
Has Silver Quill gone down because more people caught on to it? Like, is that the reason why Silver Quill has taken a step down? And has Quandrix kind of evened out? Because I drafted a lot of the set very early in the format, and Quandrix was kind of the hot shit to do, from what I remember.
Yeah, everybody thought Quandrix was, like, on point, and it still is. Like, Quandrix is really good, but it's The blue commons are just really good. So like Quandrix and Prismari are kind of there. But you can draft like a really solid, those decks really need environmental sciences, because they usually end up being three or more colors. And the Silver Quill decks really need Expanded Anatomy. You want Like, when I play Silverquill, I really want to get like 2 Guiding Voice and 2 Expanded Anatomy, as well as like another like big suite of like just good Learn and Lesson and Menace and Flying creatures. Like, you want to be, you definitely want to be aggressive.
Right. Well, before we get into it, I'm going to go through the rarities up to rare, I think. And we're going to talk about what is your mythic common, mythic uncommon, and mythic rare that we're looking at. And mythic rare might be a bit of a stretch, but pack one, pick one. What's your mythic common?
The common that I'll probably pick over anything is like Heated Debate, probably. Like, I think Heated Debate is really, really good.
You would not go for like the sciences pick one?
No, that's more of like a pick 3 environmental sciences. I think the lessons are really high. I think people have got the lessons more correct than they used to. At first, I think everybody was really low on the lessons, and then everybody was super high. People would take lessons before anything, and then their main deck would just end up kind of junky. And then I think people have just about figured out where after like the best commons come like the best common lessons.
Okay. So what's your mythic uncommon?
Oh man, my mythic uncommon. I'll tell you the uncommon I've won like more games with than anything is Killian.
Which we got 2 of last time we did this. If you're tuning in for the first time, we'd have done this before. I think it was a fun episode, actually.
Yeah.
We got 2 Killian in pack 1, I think.
Yeah. Killian, I've drafted 2 Killian a couple times, and I can't remember if it was 2 or 3 times. I may be thinking that maybe I did it twice myself and once with you, I think is what happened. All of those decks were trophy decks. Killian is very good.
Yeah.
That being said, my mythic uncommon, man, is probably like, I think Igneous Inspiration is probably the best uncommon in the set. Okay. That's the 3 mana deal, 3 learn.
It's pretty good.
That's really strong.
Yeah. Deal 3 damage, pick a card you want to draw. Like, that's pretty good.
I also really like Professor of Symbology, the 2 mana 2/1 learn. Whew, that guy's fire for sure.
Right. And then is there just, what's your A+ rare? We won't get into the mythics, but what's your A+ rare?
Oh man. It's probably multiple choice, I think, is probably the best rare you can open.
That's a Quantrix card, right? Or is that
multiple choice is a blue card.
It's just the
blue and X. And if X is 4, you get to use all of the modes. It's really strong.
Got it. Well, I am queuing up. We are fill in the seats. The table's ready. Buckle up, Justin. We're going to do a draft.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to like tell you what to do, but you and I can work through this together.
You're my coach. I'll play the role as player, let's just say.
Yeah.
And I'll kind of like read through at least the uncommons, and then we'll talk about any notable commons as we go through this draft.
And there's a lot. Like, you can definitely, particularly in the teamer colors, like you can build those decks out of, you know, basically just commons. But you need a lot more of the uncommons and a couple of this like the sweet rares to really get, especially Witherbloom and Lorehold. But some of the awesome uncommons are pretty critical to getting a good Silverquill deck.
Sure. Oh, that table did not fire. Okay, so we are still waiting.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah, they filled up, but not everybody checked in.
Oh, we did it.
There we go. All right, okay. Now we're ready.
Great.
And
so Memory Lapse is our treasure, whatever it's called here.
Yeah,
I think that's a 0 for me. Yeah, I don't really want that here.
It's just fine, but it's not where I want to be.
My rare is Exponential Growth. Not what we want.
More cute than good for sure.
Test of Talents is the uncommon. Golden Ratio is the uncommon, and Access Tunnel is the uncommon.
Those are all like Test of Talents is pretty good. There's also a Guiding Voice here. Notable commons, Guiding Voice. There's also Leyline Invocation, Rise of Exodus, Biblioplex Assistant, and Environmental Sciences.
And this is a pretty weak pack.
Yeah, this pack's pretty bad.
I picked Environmental Sciences.
Yeah, it's probably just Environmental Sciences. It is first pickable. I think this pack is really weak.
It is. The Exodus is kind of neat, or Exodus, excuse me, but the Sciences, I think, is what I want in a weak pack.
Yeah, there's nothing here that pulls me in any direction, and Sciences is a great lesson to just get here.
Yep. Okay, so up next, the rare was Taken. We have Mercurial Transformation, Agonizing Remorse as a, what are these called again? The
Mystical Archive.
Mystical Archives, yep.
Yeah.
A Practical Research, draw 4 cards. That seems okay.
Practical Research is pretty good. Oh, your next card is insane. Return Past Caller is quite strong.
Yeah, I haven't seen this before. Three red, hybrid, and a white. Flying, when Return Past Caller enters the battlefield, return target spirit, instant, or sorcery card. Your graveyard to your hand. That is pretty good. I'm going to auto-select that one. Look at the rest of the pack here. We've got Beaming Defiance. Lash of Malice kind of stands out, but I think the Return Past Caller is way better.
Is better, yeah. Elemental Masterpiece is also a common here that matters, but I would take the Past Caller over it. And then the, what is that, Blood
Researcher. Yeah, that's Blood Researcher.
Yeah, Blood Researcher is... I mean, okay, but not really where I want to be.
Yeah, and it's too early to go for the campuses, I believe. We just don't.
Yeah, and then our lesson is pretty bad, the Introduction to Prophecy.
Yep, so we took the Past Caller. Up next, our archive is Opt. Solve the Equations, an uncommon. Devouring Tendrils is an uncommon, and Combat Professor is an uncommon. So Combat Professor.
Professor is a common. Yeah, this is one of the cards that you really need to make your Lorehold decks work. And
we took the uncommon Lorehold card. We're not committed yet, but seeing this white card show up makes me kind of want to go for it.
I like
just becomes a 3/3 flying vigilance. Yeah, on its own.
Yeah.
Commons, nothing notable here. We've got a Professor of Zumancy.
Yeah, I mean, that's okay. Expanded Anatomy is down there too. I think
we are passing quite a bit of green.
Yeah. I think so, taking the Combat Professor is probably the way to go here. I really don't like Solve the Equation. Opt is okay, but doesn't really pull me in a direction. I haven't been really impressed by these packs.
Combat Professor seems like the right pick.
Yeah, I agree. I agree.
Yeah. Okay, Chaos Warp is our archive. Then we have another Solve the Equation. Jesus.
Yeah, wow.
Fortifying Draft is the other uncommon. Ageless Guardian, Arcane Subtraction, Lash of Malice is coming back, not back around, but there is a second one. Pigment Storm might be okay here. We have Pigment Storm at common, and we've got Owl and Shield Mage at common, which takes us off color. I like the Malice or on color Pigment Storm.
Chaos Warp is actually better than it looks. A lot of the times you turn your opponent's giant thing into like a land. I know that some people are really like down on these cards. Chaos Warp, I can't remember what the white one's called.
You would take Chaos Warp over the 5 damage spell?
I think it's close.
I'm going to take the 5 damage spell, mostly because time ran out, but that was where I auto-selected. So I'm following my heart with a little bit of your guidance here.
Sure.
Okay, Test of Talents again. We've got a Ardent Dust Speaker.
That card is quite strong. That's the
five, that's pretty good. Yeah, you put something back in your library, and then you get to play the top two cards. That's pretty good. Pretty great. Yeah. Beaming Defiance, now that we're looking at Lorehold, really, that's something
That is a really late Burying Books.
Where is that? Oh, Burying Books? Blue, we've been passing a lot of green. So, I mean, we could just signal Quandrix here.
This is pick 5, though.
I think we just signal Quandrix and then take all the Lorehold cards that come back next round, right?
The blue-red splashing white for Return Past Caller is quite strong. I think Burying Books is...
We took the Ardent Dust Speaker.
Yeah. Oh, well, now we can kind of go deep here. You can take Study Break, and we can try to get a little more aggressive. I like Study Break quite a bit in the aggressive red, white, and black, white decks.
Tap up to 2 target creatures and learn. So you mean actually get aggressive?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely.
Sudden Breakthrough is also in consideration here, looking at our colors. The best card in the pack is the Needlethorn Drake, but that ship has sailed, and we are heavily signaling Quandrix to the player on the left.
I think the Sudden Breakthrough has actually been really unimpressive.
So you're going to go for Study Break?
Yeah, for sure.
I can get behind that. Relic Sloth. this cracks me up.
That's pretty bad. Relic Sloth is really underperformed for me.
I know. It's close to a Seed Rhino. Aether Helix totally, again. Jeez,
yeah, Quandrix. We should totally be in Quandrix.
Quandrix has been getting passed to us.
We should have taken that Barium Books and kind of like shifted gears pretty hard.
Yeah, for the listeners at home, Containment Breach, Aether Helix, Biomathematician, and Quandrix Plead Major in this pack.
Yeah,
I'm either going after the relics or the Twin Squirrel Shaman, though. I'm not switching right now, right?
Shaman can be good with Expanded Anatomy. I've done some cute things with Twin Squirrel Shaman. It's also really good with Shaman into Combat Professor is fine.
Well, here we go. Okay,
and there's nothing really impressive here. Like Lorehold Pledge Mage is fine. Again, a lot of the three drops. Just work really well when you follow them up with Combat Professor. We really want to get another Combat Professor.
So I think I go for the creature here, though, because Sudden Breakthrough, I think, is the other pick in this pack. It's another, but more blue and green cards, everybody. Lorehold Pledge Mage and Sudden Breakthrough are the cards in our colors. Exhilarating Elocution is in the pack. Symmetry Sage, Curate, Frost Trickster, Jesus.
Yeah, and Frost Trickster is the best card in the pack. We should have
shipped quite a while.
Yeah, pivoted to blue. But we sort of are where we are now.
There's another Twin Squirrel Shaman. I think we take it and start investing in combat tricks, right? That's kind of the plan here.
Yeah, I think so. I have been very unimpressed with Access Tunnel.
Yeah, Ogier, Battleseer, Access Tunnel, and Waterfall. Yeah, there's a lot of great Quandrix stuff in this pack.
Yeah.
The Practical Research Wield.
Okay. This is kind of interesting. So did the Elemental Masterpiece. I like Elemental Masterpiece because we have Environmental Sciences to get an island, and we can always discard it to make a treasure. I really like taking Elemental Masterpiece here
over the card advantage for the research, because if you get stuck with the two red and if you get stuck and you only have two red, you still get to get the treasure.
Yeah, you can still turn it into a treasure even if you never get to like Environmental Sciences for the island.
But if you can make 2/4/4s, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
All right.
So I like both of these cards. Pillar Drop Warden looks really good with Elemental Masterpiece. Your Return Past Color teams up with that pretty well too. Like we're kind of getting to like a control-y sort of.
I think you're control-y or you're just very tactical at this point. So we took the Pillar Drop Warden, and now we're on the lookout for some great.
Yeah, I don't mind taking a Biblioplex Assistant here. Often having one of those to get back a big spell, like an Elemental Masterpiece, is pretty good. Even getting back a Pigment Storm with it can be decent.
Nice. It has been taken. All right, here we go. I think we want Beaming Defiance, right? It's Testing Talents, Beaming Defiance, or Twin Scroll?
Yeah, we definitely don't want a third Twin Scroll Shaman.
Beaming Defiance becomes a protection spell and a pump spell, and we can get it back to continue protecting our guys. Infuriate or Sudden Breakthrough?
I would take Infuriate over Sudden Breakthrough for sure.
Because we can the recursion on that +3 is pretty good.
Yeah.
Detention Vortex.
Horrible Detention Vortex. We're not playing that.
Into the sideboard. Second pack.
Oh, man. Look.
Quandrix is just going to be so good. Mythic, Uncommon, and Bookworm over here. Hall of Oracles is the rare. Adventurous Impulse, Bookworm, and Emergent Sequence are our uncommons. Oh, and Golden Ratio.
Yeah, I really think Hall of Oracles is our pick here. Being able to use that to put +1/+1 counters on one of our flyers or our double strikers is going to be super strong.
And it's got the instant kind of a synergy there. We do have Introduction to Annihilation, but I do not think we're learning a whole lot.
Not yet.
Yeah, so we'll take some though.
Something's going to have to change.
The Quandrix player is going to get rewarded.
It should have been us. We should have shifted. It's okay. Wow. Silverquill Command is super strong.
Yeah, that's a rare that got passed. Eliminate is the Archive. Containment Breach. Daemagoth, Woe Eater, and Lorehold Apprentice are the other uncommons.
Yeah, Guiding Voice is here and is also pretty good, but Silver Quill Command, especially since we already have a study break in environmental sciences, I feel we can try to pick up an Archway Commons later too. I think Silver, or even just like a campus, Silver Quill Command is too good to pass. The card is quite powerful.
And that puts us into like blue or black if we need to as a splash.
I mean, we could do one in one. Wow, I think it's absurd.
Another bookworm.
There's another bookworm here.
Jesus.
Yeah, so there's Eager First Year, Elements. Tempted by the Auric is so good too. Wow, somebody's getting a great deck.
It's not us.
our deck is okay. So I actually really like putting another Elemental Masterpiece in here. I like getting two Elemental Masterpieces because one can turn the other on.
Now we're starting to get the tokens that can help the other splash as well.
Yeah.
The Expanded Anatomy caught my eye a little bit.
Yeah, we only have the one study break though.
You could just play Expanded Anatomy. Like you could.
No, I think that's horrible. If you're not learning for it, I think it's really bad.
Yeah, Fuming Effigy. Yeah, that's not gonna do it. One of the rare lands. I actually don't see those very often. Claim the Firstborn is our lesson, or I'm sorry, archive here.
Archive card, yeah.
Secret Rendezvous.
That's horrible.
Practical Research, Lordhold Guildmage, and Stonebound Mentor are catching my eye. There's also a study break.
I actually think this is a good opportunity to pick up the commons, the Archway Commons.
Oh, that's you want the Archway?
Yeah, that's a black source and a blue source.
I don't know that we're gonna play black though. Like you would take that over the creatures?
I would play. I mean, you could take.
I'm gonna go Lordhold Bludge Mage. I took Bludge Mage. Yeah.
But, I mean, yeah. Oh,
we got Path to Mentor. There we go.
Well, yeah. We want that Combat Professor.
That's also very good. Yes, we do.
Yeah. Our deck is a little confused. It kind of.
I'm a little confused, Justin. We need some more combat tricks too, I think, to make it really tick. Oh, Lordhold Campus just showed up though. That's nice.
Pilgrim of the Ages is very powerful. So is Elemental Summoning. I think Pilgrim of the Ages is a card we'll need to make our deck tick.
The summoning can get recurred though.
Summoning is so strong.
I think we get the summoning, and that's that might be main deckable even if we don't get the you know what I'm talking about. the lessons.
So there's an Inkling Summoning here too. I would take that, and now like all of our if we get a Guiding Voice, that'll be super, super good. Because now we have like three really meaningful.
And we're starting to get ways to recur the sorceries and instants. So I like that. Yep.
I would just take Expanded Anatomy here. We're just kind of getting past lessons and no other options as far as our colors go, which is fine.
That's not a horrible place to be. It's a Mentor's Guidance, a Maelstrom Muse, a Beaming Defiance, Befuddler, Fuming Effigy, Tangle Trap, and Campus Guide. I do believe the Expanded Anatomy is a good pick.
Yeah.
Bunch of green cards.
Really gross. Yeah. Nobody wants to be green. You can take
just take the Relic Sloth, right? Or the Bioplex Assistant. We want the assistant.
Yeah. It's way better with Expanded Anatomy, it's way better with Hall of Oracles. It's just
we can take the Archway Commons. There's another assistant, but we have two already.
We're not even gonna play two, I don't think, but we definitely want Archway Commons here.
There's another Archway Commons.
Oh, I'll take another Expanded Anatomy. That's great.
Over the Commons. Yeah,
for sure.
Because you just go tall. Yeah.
I would only ever play one Archway Commons. Take that study break. Okay. Cool.
So now we're learning. We're pumping. We get to recur the learning. Look, and the Stonebound Mentor wield. So did the Elemental Masterpiece. Oh, boy.
Oh, man.
That's tough.
Yeah. If you want to play more of a control game, you want the Masterpiece. But
I think I do want the Masterpiece. Because that's what my deck's all about right now.
Yeah.
That's the third Elemental Masterpiece.
It's a little silly.
We do want the Twin Scroll Shaman here as our second to last pick.
Yeah. Well, we may not end up playing any of our Twin Scroll Shamans. Our deck is kind of funny.
Yeah. We got the so we got the on color dual land.
On color rare. Yeah, rare land, which is nice.
Ardent Dust Speaker. That's pretty good for the uncommon. Negate was the Archive Fracture Spell Satchel, and
I actually really like Rise of Exodus for us. I think that is the best pick in the pack by far. Because
we get to learn as well.
Yeah, for sure.
And we're pretty light on removal.
Yep.
And it, honestly, this dust speaker might wheel.
The dust speaker might wheel. This Fury Comp Snarl might wheel.
We certainly don't want another masterpiece, and I think we're okay here. Ooh, reduced to memory.
That is a good lesson.
Rip Apart
is a very good main deck card. Yeah, Rip Apart is quite strong.
Also, we are light on that removal. There's another. There are a lot of cards here we want to see wheel. The campuses, the reduced to memory, the summoning. I think I take the Rip Apart, and just anything that wheels from this pack is going to be pretty good for me.
Yeah, for sure. Professor Oak is super strong. I've lost to Professor Oak quite a few times.
Professor Oak, really?
Yeah. Pillar Drop Warden, I think, is our pick for sure.
You mean Rescuer?
No, the one that gets our awesome spells back, not our dinky
three. Oh, drops. The Warden. Oh, okay. I saw the Rescuer and the Warden.
Yeah, the Warden's what I want to do. It's a great blocker. It gets back, you know, our Rise of Exodus, our Elemental Masterpieces. I like Pillar Drop Warden quite a bit. I don't know if we're gonna play two, but we have a lot of cards here. Claim. Oh, Start From Scratch is actually a better lesson than it appears to be. Oh, we have a Silver Quill Campus here though.
I like the Scries just to do something with my mana.
Well, and that's a black source for our Silver Quill command too.
Yeah.
I would take it. Yeah, we'll take the Silver Quill Campus. I'd love to be able to get a Prismari Campus here too.
Hey, there it is.
Oh, the Prismari
Campus just got passed. Aether Helix is the best card, but yeah, Prismari Campus or the Lord Hole. I mean, we want the splash though, right?
No, yeah, we want the Prismari Campus. We really need it.
Yeah, between the Prismari and the Lord Hole Campus, we want the Prismari. Well, we're waiting. Okay. Oh, Vanishing Verse.
Wow, that's pretty strong.
That's a good card. That's a rare that just got passed to us very late in the game here.
I'm sorry. No, I've actually been relatively unimpressed with Vanishing Verse. You may just want to take Guiding Voice here.
Over the Lordhold Pledge Mage? How many creatures do we have? We have 13 creatures.
13 creatures. I think...
With some lessons that make creatures.
I think Guiding Voice is quite strong. Playing one of your
because we have drops, the lessons that we can go get that make creatures anyway.
Well, yeah, well, and like when you play a Twin Scroll Shaman, I would take the other Guiding Voice here.
So we have Introduction to Annihilation and Pillar Drop Rescuer. I believe I want the Introduction.
Guiding Voice is really. I think this deck is going to end up being a more aggressive red white deck, and we're going to cut the blue splash.
Really? We've been leaning towards it. I feel like I want the Introduction.
I mean, it's possible.
I took Introduction.
This is pretty awful.
This is
you can just take the Semester's End for like the gems to put in like.
Yeah, I take the rare and then cut it.
Yep.
Ardent Dust Speaker wheeled.
Yeah,
I think that's what we want.
Yeah, you dig Dust Speaker from the spec.
Of all the things, I almost first picked that. Look at that. Oh, reduced memory is pretty good.
Elemental summoning is. Oh, we have also one good. Already, don't we?
We have one elemental summoning. Yeah.
I would take the reduced to memory.
To memory. Yeah.
Being able to turn like a bookworm into a 3/2 spirit is pretty strong.
There's the pillar drop coming back. Now I think I just take it.
Our three drops that we get back just aren't particularly good. Like I don't think
you would take the Historian. That's not what I want to be doing though. I'm looking at the 3/2. We got the pillar drop. We couldn't agree.
Yeah, it's tough. You could take the Historian here.
Yep.
And then we're kind of winding down.
Really, Discovery is fine. For
I've been really
impressed. Oh, Defiant Strike. I'm actually happy to see that.
Defiant Strike is pretty good. And then, yeah, Secret Rendezvous, that card's so bad. Okay.
Yeah, you're not drawing things that outclass your opponent's draws, that's for sure. Where is the... There we go. Okay. So we have 54 out of 40 cards that we're looking to slim down here. I think I cut the island.
Well, you're going to put our lessons. You want the one island and the one swamp because you're going to get them with your environmental silences.
Yeah. Let's just go suggest lands. There we go. We're back.
Yeah. So leave the suggest lands on for now. I would take out one elemental masterpiece.
Well, hold on a second. We got to take out the lessons.
Put all of your lessons into your sideboard. Yep.
Let's just go through them. We've got Elemental Summoning is in the board. Introduction to Annihilation is in the board. Reduced to Memory is in the board. Inkling Summoning goes to the board. Expanded Anatomy goes to the board. We had two of those. Sciences goes. I think that was it. Yep. We have six cards to cut. We cut one of the elemental masterpieces.
I think we can cut both of them. Like, I think this deck is more aggressive.
You don't want to ramp into it and then get it back. We've got the Biblioplex Assistants. We've got the Pillar Drop Wardens. We've got the...
We kind of have to decide if we're like a study break into... I guess we have to decide what the plan is. Like, are we playing our...
I don't think, like, this is an aggressive deck.
Like, three let me drops put it that way. Into... And then, I mean, like, Defiant Strike and Infuriate should definitely... I think Guiding Voice could come out, too.
Well, it has Learn.
I mean, it's fine. Like, you could put a Learn token on a flyer. The Thrilling Discovery, I think, is horrible. I never play that card.
So we have 42 here.
And we don't really have anything worth protecting. I think Beaming Defiance can come out.
So one more card to cut. One of the Twin Coil Shamans.
One of the Twin Scroll Shamans. If you want to really be like a ramp deck, I would bring a second Elemental Masterpiece back in.
And cut another Shaman.
And then...
That puts us at 14 creatures.
No, I would cut a Biblioplex Assistant.
And bring back in the Shaman?
Yeah.
Why? Well, the Shaman doesn't have any combat tricks. It's just a 1-2 double strike. It's a good blocker-ish. But like,
yeah, so you're gonna play it, and then you're gonna play Combat Professor, and then you're gonna go like a study break into like Expanded Anatomy, and then your Twin Scroll Shaman's gonna be like a 6-power double striker attacking past the two creatures you just tapped. Like that's why I was saying you wanted the second Guiding Voice. Like, if you wanted to really lean into the Twin Scroll Shamans and the Lorehold Pledge Mages, the counter, like going one of those three drops into Guiding Voice, Expanded Anatomy is really strong.
Yep. So the suggested lands saying two islands. I think two islands is overkill. I think I just want one island and one swamp.
Yeah. One island.
I have the campuses and the commons and the hall. So I believe I want just another mountain here.
I still think we have too many creatures in our deck. I think you can take out one of the Ardent Dust Speakers.
Well, hold on a second. We have 14 creatures in the deck.
Yeah, I think it's...
That's the plan, though. The plan is to recur the spells. How many spells do we have?
You don't get to recur the spells with that. So you have to have a spell to put on the bottom of your library in order...
It just draws the cards. That's right. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, the Pillar Drop Recluse... A rescuer, recluse, rescuer is not getting back much for us.
And yeah, like I don't think
I would rather have the
So what are our other spells?
Hold on. Cancel. What screen is this?
This is the filter screen, just hit okay.
Oh, okay.
Get rid of the lands. We're not done. Yeah. We're not done building here.
Oh, I guess I could put the third masterpiece in there.
You could put masterpiece in. And then how many lands do we have?
A speaker. We have 16 lands. So we need one more land.
We definitely want another land, yeah.
I think that's a mountain that I want. Come on, I need my fancy mountains. Boom. Actually, screw those mountains. We're going with these ones.
And we need one more card. What are our white and artifact spells here? We're only looking at red stuff.
We've got Defiant Strike.
Yeah, these are all pretty bad.
Yeah, Beaming Defiance.
Keep going.
The Rescuer can come back. I think the Dust Speaker is where I want to be. It's a body that can give me some extra card advantage. I think that's what I want right now.
You have Masterpieces, though. Yeah, it's that or a second Biblioplex Assistant to get back.
Or it's the Biblioplex Assistant.
Yeah,
so I went up to the three elemental masterpieces. Yeah, it's the assistant.
So you can like, yeah. And we have return past color. Yeah, we just want to be like recasting our elemental masterpieces and our Silver Quill Command and Pigment Storm and Rise of Exis like as much as we can.
All right, let's queue it up. Let's see what's up.
Yeah, I don't know. This deck looks like a 3-3 draft deck to me, but we'll see.
You think so?
Yeah, I mean, it's very medium.
I am in bronze. I think the game plan is just don't die. This is a shit hand. Well,
no, this is fine because we have
a Archway Commons.
Yeah, Mountain and Archway Commons. And then we have
the listeners
apart and Study Break. This is fine.
For the listeners that are with us, it's Archway Commons, Mountain, Guiding Voice, Study Break, Silver Quill Command, Elemental Masterpiece, and Rip Apart. We're playing the Commons turn one.
Nope. Because you have to pay mana for
you have to pay one. Mountain. Never mind. Who you're paying a man?
Yeah. Holy moly.
Well,
you got to get more of these under your belt.
So I think I'm just ramping here. I drew an island. So I think I just ramp into the masterpiece, right? Or do I just pay for the commons?
No. You just want to pay for the commons. Because your opponent's going to play something and you're going to kill it with your rip apart. You're going to be glad you did. Okay. And if they don't play anything, then we're in really good shape.
Well, they're playing two swamps. I've got a mountain and an Archway Commons in hand. They played a cram session.
That's okay. We're kind of playing a longer game anyway. If they cram session for like, I don't know, some
sciences. Oh, they got nothing.
Something weird happened there. Anyway.
Okay. So I drew a combat professor. I cannot play it. I do just want to ramp into the my fourth land. I don't have a fourth land drop in hand.
Yeah, I mean you'll wait to see if your opponent plays anything here. So like I would hold up Rip Apart, and if they don't play anything, you can discard your elemental masterpiece to play your combat professor and start like kind of getting in there. Then you can play Guiding Voice and go get your Environmental Sciences to actually get your fourth land. Yeah, here we go.
Yeah, they didn't play anything, so we're gonna.
Oh, yeah,
your opponent kept masterpieces.
Your opponent kept a horrible hand, and we didn't, so we're gonna do it.
So we just go to town with the combat professor, and then we're gonna start doing Guiding Voice to get the sciences and get a land drop next turn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Cool. This is looking okay for us.
Yeah,
unless they're just holding a removal.
I mean, they missed a land drop though. Like our opponents got,
and they didn't learn.
Certainly,
we are in bronze, Justin. We are in bronze.
Yeah, we are in bronze. Oh,
they missed another land drop. I'm expecting an exploding head pretty soon here. Oh, they discarded the reckless.
Really strange.
Cool. Well, we drew our land. We drew our Hall of Oracles,
which is fine. So you can play that.
You can play Guiding Voice.
Half the Hall of Oracles.
Put the sciences. Because we want to keep getting land drops here.
Yeah, Hall of Oracles to power up our guy again.
Swing for five.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then, do I want to play sciences this turn?
Yeah, you can't threaten anything with a mountain and an island. I think I would just play that to go get the plains. Or, I'm sorry, just go get plains. You don't have to get your swamp.
All of my colors. Yeah, we're good. Now I've got Silver Quill Command, Rip Apart. Oh, you got a land drop. Okay, or they got a land drop.
Another swamp. That's so bad for our opponent. So
we're playing the plains here. We do kind of want to draw. We do want to make this Combat Professor bigger, right? We just kind of want to go all in on him.
So you can... I mean, I would play Twin Scroll Shaman here. If your opponent plays something, then you get to study break it, get expanded anatomy, and swing for the fences. I think that's great.
Well, I attack first. 5/5 Vigilance is not bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Combat Professor is strong.
We just play the Shaman, and then we hold up Rip Apart. Oh, I guess we can't hold up
Rip Apart. Or I could have. Our auto-tapper is bad.
Our auto-tapper was unkind to us.
Yeah, man.
Okay, that's... Study Break will have her back. It's fine.
I hope... Okay,
they got cool. A forest. Okay.
I hope he plays a four drop, because if he does, he's kind of dead.
You hope he plays one?
Yeah, so if he plays a four drop, we'll just end of turn tap it with our study break, and then we get to go get our expanded anatomy. The next turn, we'll play expanded anatomy on our Twin Scroll Shaman, put a counter on it, give it +1/+0, and we'll attack our opponent for exactly 14.
Okay,
but he gains two life, so he's not going to be dead. He's not going to be exactly dead, but he's really close.
We still do that, though, right?
Yeah, I still think that's... Like, we put our opponent at two by doing that.
And then they've got to deal with the flyer. And play a creature.
Yeah. So we're just going to play the one, and then we get the expanded anatomy. Yep.
Oh, we might just have this.
Oh, so hold on. Can we play Silver Quill Command instead?
We cannot play both.
Is it?
Oh, yeah, no, command on the Twin Scroll Shaman and then win the game.
Yeah, exactly. So okay. We'll give our +3/+3 in flying, and then... I don't know. I guess we can draw a card and lose a life too. It doesn't matter.
Yeah, I don't need to sacrifice the creature.
So power up our guy. And then we get to draw a card and lose a life. And then we put the counter on our guy. Oh, put the counter.
What counter?
Control from our land. Because we played a spell. Right. So we want to deal exactly lethal.
Hall of Oracles. So now,
yep, Hall of Oracles.
Oh, only as a sorcery.
As a sorcery. Yep. Too bad.
I messed up.
All right.
No, we That's got okay. it.
Almost.
Oh, no, he's at two. Yeah, okay.
Almost. Yeah, that's, you're right. He gained the two life from the servant.
My bad. So my bad.
Drawing. Yeah.
I went too quickly.
It's fine. Our opponent doesn't have a lot of gas.
We should probably practice more frequently together.
I don't know. Your limited rank might be better.
I just don't play it. Oh no, he played a flyer. Okay, so I'm kind
it doesn't matter at all.
Well, I can rip apart the flyer.
We can rip apart one of his blockers, and yeah, it's our opponent is very, very dead. So yeah, you can rip apart his blocker, and then you can like expanded anatomy or double striker.
Why not?
And then you can put another counter on it with your land.
Why not?
Yeah. And then
we're just gonna go all in on the flyer guy.
Yeah, so now we're attacking for 13. I mean, this is
We were just showing off. And he's gonna rip us.
Okay. I think if we played a little cleaner, we could have won a couple turns ago, but that's okay.
I bet. I'm going quickly here. I'm excited.
Yeah,
I haven't played a lot of this set.
It's been good. Like, I don't think it's an all timer. Like, I'm not going to call this like Ultimate Masters.
Really? Every time I play it, I have a great time.
Or Cons of Tycare. But I was going to say I've had a good time. Some of it's been really frustrating. But
I think it's better than Ikoria. And Ikoria
was so bad. Ikoria was not good.
That for me, that was the Mendoza line. Just the middle ground set, like, was like Ikoria. Like, no, if Dominaria is an all timer,
slightly below average.
Okay.
Dominaria is better than Strixhaven, I think.
Are we? Oh, for sure. I'm just saying Strixhaven is closer to Dominaria than it was to Ikoria. And I thought Ikoria was fun, like, is my point.
Oh, no. Ikoria was horrible.
We're not changing anything here, are we?
No, we don't change anything. Our deck is this is the build. So we are. we are trying to play, you know, guys and then big spells. It's, I don't know. I wish our deck had a little more focus, but it's probably, fine in bronze.
Okay. Well, we hit Tron. So we got the plains, the island, and the mountain. Elemental Masterpiece, Twin Scroll Shaman, Pillar Drop Warden, and the Return Pass Caller. This looks legit to me. I think this is a keeper.
Yeah, this hand is fine. It's not nuts, but
the plan is to ramp, and then that pass color can get the big spell back for us. Right. Yeah, that's the plan. We're still ramping.
I would wait until turn five.
Just to get into. Okay.
Yeah.
Because like, I can still play the Twin Scroll Shaman. Then I can play the Warden.
Like, we're not under any kind of pressure. Yeah. So now Twin Scroll Shaman blocks his Eager First Year, like, pretty well.
Well, let's bring the listeners back up to speed. They played a Swamp, then a Plains, and then an Eager First Ward, and I've made zero plays. Except for the Islands and the Mountain. And we're going to just not discard here. We drew Rise of Axis. That's okay. We're going to play Tron. We're going to play the Twin Scroll Shaman, so they cannot attack into us.
Yeah.
At least profitably. And then they probably won't attack. They might. We'll see.
They might. I mean, they could play like a Lash of Malice and kill our guy and attack for three, which is fine. Then we just play Pillar Drop Warden next turn.
And block for days.
Yeah, Pillar Drop Warden blocks very well and buys back like your best spells. Now our guy's at 5/4. That's annoying.
5/4 lifelink till the end of turn.
I wouldn't block here.
No, I just take five, they gain five. That's fine.
Yeah.
Oh, Combat Professor.
So you're at an interesting crossroads rear. So you have to, like, you can try to, like, hope to hit a land drop and discard your Masterpiece to play Rise of Exodus next turn, which would be pretty good. Or you can play Combat Professor and...
Or Pillar Drop Warden.
Or Pillar Drop Warden and, like... think about trying to race him. We can't really race him at this point. Any combat trick makes him like kill our Pillar Drop Warden. We're definitely under pressure.
The First Year is a 4/4. I've got the Twin Scroll Shaman is a 1/2. You've got the Warden that can just block the 4/4, assuming no more combat tricks. You've got the Professor that can go aggressive, but that's a bad plan. Then, or we could do the Masterpiece, but that only gets us to 5.
Well, if you play Combat Professor, your Twin Scroll Shaman gets Vigilance. So you get to hit him for 4, and then I guess you can double block, and you kind of get his 2 cards with your 2 cards. Not the Warden, the Professor.
No, I'm playing the Warden on purpose. Like, I don't like that plan. Like, I do not like that plan.
I was going to say, yeah, you have to attack here, because that guy's not going to be blocking in any way that's meaningful.
Yeah, so I make them have the combat trick here.
Oh, I'm just, they're playing Silver Quill. I would be very surprised if they didn't have it. But I guess we're floating down here in bronze, so who knows?
Right. And then the backup, see, they don't have it.
But they're going to leave
the guy but tapped, they can attack and get the tap, yeah.
Yeah, the Augusta. So our opponent played Augusta, rare. Dean of Order, which is really good. I would just take another 5 here. Oh, our opponent's going to untap their guy. Oh, they're going to tap it, though. So we get hit for 5, right? Is there any way they don't? Okay, yeah. I would just take another 5 here. I don't think there's any reason to throw our Pillar Drop Warden in front of that. Cool. So now we have our campus. So you can play your campus here. You're just going to chump blocks next turn.
I could still play the Combat Professor, or I could get the Masterpiece into the Rise.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, you want to like discard your Masterpiece to play Rise of Exodus on their 5/4 next turn. And then if you draw another land, you can return Past Caller, your Rise of Exodus back.
That's pretty good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I'll get the Environmental Sciences, gain some life back at the land drop.
Well, you might get e-sciences, you might want a flyer, you might want to get like you might want to get the
boarding can
like,
do it too.
The 4/4. Like there's so much that you can do here. You have a lot of options. I would just throw our junkie 1/2 in front of his 5/4 here.
He untapped it.
Oh, it untaps and then he can tap any number of creatures he controls. So,
oh, got it.
Yeah.
Oh, that's funky. Okay. So yeah, we're going to take the double striker. We're going to just block the 5-4.
Yeah, we're just going to get our junkie dude in there and let him rumble.
That eager first year really got out of hand very quickly.
Well, that combined with the essence.
I mean, how do you play around the red, right? You
know? Shield mage is tough. This is so we'll let our we're gonna discard our elemental masterpiece to make a treasure for land number 6.
Ooh. Study break's pretty good.
Study break's nice. We really want to rise our opponent's 5-4 though, because we can block his shield mage with our pillar drop warden if it has 4 power, because our pillar drop warden has 5 toughness. We really need to get rid of his eager first year.
That's right.
And yeah, we can exile his essence infusion too. I think that's fine. And then we'll auto pay that.
And then we're going after the sciences here, right? We don't want another removal spell.
It's sciences.
Or it's the 4-4, the elemental summon.
Or inkling summoning. Because inkling summoning and pillar drop warden can block the
days.
We don't have the second planes though.
I think it's probably the sciences.
Yeah.
No attacks.
So. And then no attacks. Yeah, we gotta be able to block. This is nice because we can sciences and study break, you know, the next turn. Or we can sciences and combat professor.
And we can eventually work our way back to getting the masterpiece or the rise back.
Yeah, we're in a tough. We kind of have to protect our life total, do as much blocking as we can. Because
yeah, they play crushing disappointment, and they're about to play a kill spell. It looks like they're looking at my pillar drop warden, so I'm assuming kill spell. Spirit dwarf.
Yeah, I don't know what they can do that's going to deal 5. Because even if they flunk us, yeah, so they're going to attack. They're going to leave both of their guys tapped, you know. Oh, untapped. That's interesting. We block the shield mage and take one, I guess.
I drew a land. That's
helpful.
This
is really good. We can play our land and our returned pass caller to block his shield mage.
Kill it, in theory.
Yeah, and trade with it, but we get to get our Rise of Exis back right now. Oh, we
and
can't
then we
cast,
just leave the... We get the Rise of Exis back, but that's next turn. They'll probably won't attack, maybe make me pay the 3 life, but between the pillar drop warden and the return pass caller, we're not taking 4 damage this turn. We might be taking 3 damage to like kill it, but if he doesn't attack, I just don't use the rise on I actually just don't use the rise on the
oh Island I would just shield use mage. Yeah, you just don't use the rise on the Island shield mage. He's not really into a position to attack anymore. He did just play a Brackish Trudge, which is a good target for Rise of Exis.
I think I want to kill this Augusta. It's kind of thin.
Ooh, the Glyph
This guy's Weaver. Deck is insane. He played a Selfless Glyph Weaver.
Yeah, it's the 3-mana 2/3 that he can exile to make his guys indestructible.
So if he decides to attack, okay, he's attacking. So that means I just block with the Pillar Drop Warden so he doesn't exile the Selfless Glyph Weaver. And I just take 1.
Yeah, what is he going to do here? So he's going to... We need to see if he's going to tap or untap anybody.
He tapped the Augusta, and then he is not untapping... The shield mage. So the shield mage is blocked by the pillar drop warden.
Yeah, and his 1/3 is blocked by our 4/2 and dies.
Yeah, I don't. Oh, he'll sacrifice the glyph weaver, which is fine. I kind of want him to.
This was kind of a weird attack for him to make. I think it was a mistake.
I think that was good for us.
Yeah. I think our opponent made a mistake. So this is great. So
I can't play rise yet, but I can science get the land drop.
Yeah, you can sciences for like your swamp here.
Why do I want the swamp? I want
because you want to be able to play your you want to be able to play your Silverquil command when you draw it, and the swamp will let you play Rise of Axis as well.
Rise of Axis next turn.
Yeah. And now you can play your Combat Professor to give your turn your 4/2 into a 5/2 vigilance, and you kind of make him block.
Yeah, because he's got the Owl and Shield Mage untapped. He has to block with it if he doesn't take. He'll just take the five here.
Yeah, which is great for us. We don't care. Like,
and then great. And then I've got the Warden, the Return Pathcaller, the Combat Professor. They've got the Augusta, the Alan, and the Brackish Trudge.
Yeah,
they are hitting their land drops though pretty well here. But I've got Study Break to break it open if I need to. Another Combat Professor is going to be very good for me, and Rise of Exus can just get rid of the Augusta.
Yeah, we can rumble for sure. Oh man, this is great.
They're very aggressive. Jeez. Oh, they figured it out. Maybe no. Maybe no. Why are they attacking with the 4/3?
It's gonna be a 5/3 when it's tapped.
They untapped it. They untapped it.
Oh, that's interesting.
They don't want me to get the Elemental Masterpiece back. They want me to block with the Pillar Drop Warden. There's a combat trick here.
I would block with the Pillar Drop Warden.
Yeah, there's a combat trick. They don't want me to block, but I do block.
There's no combat trick.
No trick. Oh, great. I just drew Ripped Apart.
Yeah.
But I don't think that's my option, my only option here. Like, so I've got the Ripped Apart, a Combat Professor, a Study Break, and a Rise.
Yeah, so I would Rise his 4/3. Because every time he gains life, he can bring it back.
Just exile it, just get rid of it.
And I guess his other spell. Yeah.
And now I've got Reduce, Introduction, Expanded, Inkling, and Elemental Summoning. I think I just want Introduction to Annihilation.
Yeah, just in case he plays a bomb. Like, our opponent's running out of avenues to victory here. And then we turn our Scholar into a 5/2 Vigilance and attack again.
Pass Scholar, yeah.
Yeah. Our opponent is in a jam, for sure.
They really started attacking me aggressively, and now they're kind of stuck.
Now, our opponent has made multiple bad attacks. We are definitely in bronze. Which is fine. I mean,
so like it's your Smurf account.
Yeah. If you're janky, your janky Mardu decks are gonna, or Jeskai Mardu decks, I don't know, dark Jeskai, whatever it is.
Oh, like, we got another Pillar Drop Warden. That's sweet. I just kind of want to get this Elemental Masterpiece, but I know that's a bad idea. Can I kill them? I think maybe 4, 5, 6, 7, 8.
So you can rip apart his 1/3 that keeps like helping him out.
Good. I could play another Combat Professor and just swing for a ton too.
Well, you can do both. Can you do both of those things? No, you can't. Because you only have the one planes.
I just play rip apart here.
Because now your Combat Professor can, like, you can power up your Combat Professor and attack with, you can attack with both of them.
They've got the Shield Mage, but I kind of want them to block and kill the Shield Mage. I want them to think that they can play a big, a bomb. I'm not playing the second Combat Professor or the Warden because I'm a little worried about a board wipe. I'm just like a little worried about a board wipe.
What's the only thing in here? Day of Judgment. That's a Mystical Archive.
I think I just get rid of the Warden now, right? And just have.
Yeah, you could. I would just cash the Warden in for Rise of Axis.
Oh, you just get the removal spell or get the creatures?
I just get the removal spell. You're going to slam the door on him. Like, your 3/3 flyer is going to get the job done. If you have two exile effects, there's no meaningful creature that he can play. Like, he gets out of this with some, like, incredible bomb, right? Because you have two creatures in your hand.
Yeah, they need to play a few things. I've got Study Break to help.
Yeah, Spirit. Sure, play a Spirit, dude.
Yeah, Stonewise Spirit. And nothing else. Okay, and I've got the Biblioplex Assistant. So the plan is coming together, Justin.
Yeah, this
plan,
is cool.
The plan is coming together.
You have a lot of options here. You can just play another Combat Professor.
Give my one professor double power.
Double 1/0 vigilance. Yep.
if they block, then whatever.
If they block, it's great.
The auto tapper is not being very kind to me, though. That's for sure. I need to pay attention to that. They only have two cards in hand, like, and no blocks. So yeah. They're looking to double block next turn. I have the study break that they don't know about to help me with that. Shaping Laureate.
Yeah, now, so we're just going to study break and Expanded Anatomy and win.
Yeah.
Expanded Anatomy is very good. Like, you should always think
they might have removal. Less. But
I would just go for victory here. There's no reason not to. This is a
what we call a slam dunk.
Yeah, this is good.
There's the removal. It's coming. It's okay. We're going all in?
No, not the other guy. Yeah, it's you. A 4/5 vigilance and a 4/3 vigilance. There's no reason to get greedy. Put all your eggs in the one basket. Oh, look, an exploding head.
Exploding head. Yep.
Yeah, this is
all right. Well, as is forcing spike tradition, we'll go for 3-0 and then call it a podcast. We'll see. I made it to bronze 2 today.
I believe this is coming together, but it's coming together. So,
I think this is a spell recursion deck. There was a little bit of like Chris like influence.
I really think we would have had an insane Quandrix deck if we had abandoned ship like that. That fifth pick, Barium Books, was like.
Well, you'll listen to this on
really like, was really
it's
loud.
Sunday night, so I'll probably edit this tomorrow. So Tuesday morning, when you're listening to this on your drive to work, you're gonna like hear those picks and be like, "Oh, it was like pick 3. We should have switched to Quandrix."
Yes, yeah, it was early. But so be it.
We mentioned it. We saw it. We were like, oh, Quandrix is pretty good here, but what are the odds that it continues, right? Oh, there it is.
Usually low, yeah. But I guess we're in bronze. Who knows? Everybody's wanting to draft, I don't know, Witherbloom, it looked like, based on like everything. Like a bunch of Witherbloomers. Well,
the thing is, Quandrix was good, but so was Lorehold, right? Like, it wasn't like the Lorehold was bad.
Lorehold is not an incredible deck. That's...
But we were getting the good Lorehold, is what I'm saying. Like
No, definitely not. No, the 1/2 double striker, that is not a good card. That is like a, I think that guy is like a
Those were not the early picks though. Those were not the early picks.
Oh sure. Oh yeah, sure. I mean, like we got the Past Caller, and then we got our 5 damage spell.
All right, here we go. This is shaky. We've got Archway Commons, Hall of Oracles, Plains, Mountain.
Yeah, this Professor, is fine.
Silver Quill Command, and Rip Apart. The Professor is the plan. The Rip Apart. This is fine.
I don't think we're going to play Hall of Oracles yet. I think
we want to play a Plains into the Archway Commons.
Yeah, or Plains into a Mountain if he has a report. Right now we don't have a turn 3 play, so we might Leech Fanatic. That is worth killing.
Yeah, so I think I just go into Mountain and rip it apart.
Yeah, Mountain, rip it apart.
And then we do the commons next turn.
Yeah, if we don't have a turn 3 play, yeah. It's not when you want to play Archway Commons, but
oh, they missed a land drop.
Oh my
too.
Gosh, and they missed a land drop. Wow.
Archway Commons all weird day, sir.
We're definitely in bronze.
Oh, they missed 2 land drops. Oh my god. Okay, so we're just gonna
play 2 combat professors.
We're just gonna slam combat professor.
Yeah. And now Terror? We have an edict. No.
Doomblade.
Doomblade.
Sorry,
Doomblade is in the format.
My boomer magic.
Paper boomer.
Paper boomer was showing. I said Terror. They missed their 3rd land drop.
Well,
oh lord, that's unfortunate. And do we have the ability? Yeah, we can. We can put Silver Quill. My god, we drew the Guiding Voice. Okay. Yeah, so we don't know what we want yet, though. Like, we want to learn with this.
We want Expanded Anatomy. There's no question. No. It's your auto attack.
Well,
yeah.
We play
that. And you Guiding Voice, the one that can attack. and then you get your expanded anatomy, and it's, we're just gonna crush him. Like, there's no reason.
Just get aggressive.
No reason to give him any hope. Yeah. Because we have Silverquill Command. Like, if he plays a creature, we're going to make him sacrifice it.
Yeah, so they're at 15. We have a 3-3 and a 2-3. They missed their
fourth land drop in a row.
Yeah. We are in bronze, everybody. This is great podcasting.
Hey, now our opponent is silver. Our opponent
is silver. That's fair.
So you
play the Hall of Oracles, and then the Expanded Anatomy, and then we tap the Hall.
Exactly. Yeah, see, you're figuring it out, dude. It's,
thank you.
And then, yep, sorcery speed. Okay.
And then we attack for
10. Yeah, that's a lot.
Spread it out. You spread it out. You don't put it all on one creature.
Maybe our opponent will play something and we can make them sacrifice it with our Silverquill Command.
I think we're about to call it an episode.
Yep. All right. Hey, so that's what it's like to draft. Man, I miss drafting in bronze and winning all the time.
Well, we made it to 3-0. Let's call it here. I will continue the draft tomorrow night after I edit the podcast, but this deck is doing okay. I might call you tomorrow at like
3-0.
Yeah.
Well, we should draft together more often.
Yeah, if we're not recording and my child is screaming down the halls and we're just on a phone call, there's a difference between doing an episode and all that. But we got to 3 wins. Par for the course on these draft episodes. So I hope you all enjoyed this. This is fun. This is more like our hangouts. I could see us doing something like this once every like month and a half or something. I don't know. Like, this is fun. This is just fun.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't want this to be the meat of the show, but it was requested. But the Mardu decks, like, I will often one of my really common builds will be like an aggressive Silverquill deck that I splash like a Lorehold Command in, or what we just did, kind of, and a more aggressive Lorehold deck that I splash a Silverquill Command in. Like those are really common.
That deck wasn't
super aggressive. It was kind of mid rangey. Yeah.
That last one was pretty aggressive though, with the double professors. So
Combat Professor is a very good card. If I'm playing white, like, that's the card that I hope to see is Combat Professor. It's super good.
Yep. All right, man. Do you want to close this out?
Yeah, that was it. We're 3-0, guys. Thanks for listening. I'm Justin Sherman. This is Chris Dunn. We're Forcing Spike, and we're signing off.
Anything you'd like to chat about? It's fairly late for you, so
It is fairly late for me. I don't know. Modern Horizons 2 is insane.
It is.
Urza's Saga just goes in every deck. It's really weird. Do you think Urza's Saga is going to get banned?
Yes, but I don't want it to. I think.
Do you think it's going to be like Mox Opal, where they wait for it to be like $100+ card and then like ban it like way too late?
I think no. I don't think it'll ever get to $100+. But I do think it'll be like Mox Opal in that it will not get banned until something else requires it to get banned. You know what I mean? Fair. I'm still in the camp that Opal did nothing wrong. Like, by the way, I'm still in that camp. So, you know, whatever. But I would rather see. I'm almost always going to be on the side of seeing the single card that is the payoff getting banned versus the enablers, because enablers typically create a more diverse metagame. And when one mistake happens, I understand from a game designer perspective, which is WotC's perspective, that's their bias, is they're just like, well, we can't make cards that do these things because blah, 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 blah. But like, from a player equity perspective, cards that they own that enable them to play multiple decks will always be more beneficial to the player. So I will always be on the side of the lands and the artifacts need to stick around. And then the big marquee, oh, we made this splashy thing and oops, it broke it. Like, that's the thing that should get banned every time.
Yeah. So the modern challenge today, the winning deck was a Asmirano, Marnica, Dicena, Koldakar, Urza, Lord High Artificer, Underworld Cookbook, Urza's Saga, like yeah. Urza's machine kitchen. Kind of deck.
Yeah, Urza's Kitchen.
Urza's Kitchen. I like that.
Yeah.
The second place deck was a super sweet like Jeskai mid-range deck. So one of the things that really pumped up the white decks in general was Kaldra Complete. So Stoneforge Mystic being able to get a 5/5 First Strike Trample Indestructible Haste when this creature deals combat damage to a creature, exile that creature. Like Stoneforge Mystic being able to really agree, like if you play it on turn two, being able to go get Kaldra Complete when you don't necessarily need to fight a War of Attrition with a Sword of Fire and Ice or pad your life total with a Batter Skull is really good. It's really cool to see. It's really cool to see a Jeskai deck. The third place deck was another Urza's Kitchen deck. The fourth place deck was a Primeval Titan deck, also running four copies of Urza's Saga. The fifth place deck was a blue-red, aggro deck. Playing Unholy Heat?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about.
Dragon's Rage Channeler. Dragon's Rage Channeler, so good. The sixth place deck was a Primeval Titan deck, playing another four copies of Urza's Saga. The seventh place deck was an Urzatron deck, playing two copies of Urza's Saga.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. There we go. There are the Urza
cards. I'm sorry, this was an Eldrazi-tron, not necessarily an Urzatron deck. So it was playing Reality Shaper, Matter Reshaper, Reality Smasher, and Thought Knotseer.
That's disappointing, but it's fine.
And then the eighth place deck was a Death Shadow deck, playing
Dragon's Rage Channeler and
Rage Channeler, Dothi Voidwalker. So this is a card that's really interesting. This, if your opponent would put a card into their graveyard from anywhere, you exile it with a Void counter, and then you tap it and sacrifice it. You pick an exiled card with a Void counter on it, and you play it without paying its mana cost. Well, if you have Dothi Voidwalker and you have like four Inquisitions and four Thought Seizes, you can really like really get your opponents. It gives the Jund. I think Dothi Voidwalker with all the hand disruption is going to be something that gives Jund decks play against like the Titan decks and the Urzatron decks, because I can second turn Voidwalker, and then if I like Thought Seize you and get your Primeval Titan or get your Karn, and then I can use my Dothi Voidwalker to play it. That's pretty insane.
It's possible
to turn that on turn two with a turn one Ragavan. Like if you Ragavan and then the next turn you hit them and you get the token, well now you have three mana if you make your land drop, right? So if you can go black by black, you can play Argus. Your Void Walker will have Summoning Sickness, so you can't kill it. So the next turn, but it's pretty insane. And what's nice
is I have a hot take.
What's up? You think Dothi Void Walker is too good?
No, I think if Historic's not a real format, Modern is not a real format anymore either.
I don't know,
because WotC just prints cards and they take over the format. Like, okay,
I mean, I guess that's true.
That's Modern now. Like, you know what I mean?
Ninth place was another Primeval Titan deck. 10th place was
you know what probably shouldn't be a card.
What's up?
Primeval Titan.
Primeval Titan is really strong.
No, but like I'm okay, so I know I'm like joking around about like hot takes and all that, but
it's banned in Commander. Like,
but like Primetime is one of those cards. It's like, we can't print good lands because of Primeval Titan. Like, it's the same situation, right? Like, if they want to say, oh, Urza's Saga is too good, like, well, okay, you've got Primetime taking it over, right? I just would rather see Primetime go rather than like the Saga, is all I'm saying. That's
I don't know. I think Urza's Saga, I think Urza's Saga was a bigger boost for Primeval Titan decks than it was for like Urza decks.
Like, well, that's what I'm saying. Like, yeah. I just looking at that one dump that you kind of were citing, it's not so much Urza Saga as it's like,
this was the modern challenge. So this was like everybody who had qualified for, I think you have to qualify for the challenges every week. I don't know.
Yeah, but like it's not Urza Saga doing things. It's Primetime doing things. It's Primetime's been doing things forever. So. Let's just not pretend.
And using. And then something like that. Another Primeval Titan deck. This is kind of like the next deck is like a black red sort of Death Shadow without the shadow deck. But again, using Dothi Voidwalker and then Inquisitions and Thought Seizes. 14th place was another, or was our first mono red deck.
Do you want to do a modern episode like next week? Like, is that what you want to do? Yeah.
We could. I'm just, I think it looks, I think, oh man, the printing of Dam, I think is insane. I need to, like, Dam is going to replace Toxic Deluge in my Brea deck because it's really good.
Yep.
I need to get a full art foil for it. I can't believe how much cheaper the full art foils are than the old frame foils. Everybody wants their like old frame foils, but I'm like, nah, dude, give me that full art.
Okay, I know it's late on your end, but like I am falling asleep. I have to go.
And the 16th place deck is another Dothi Voidwalker deck.
So I was like, hey Justin, what's the sticker? And like, here we are.
I'm sorry, episode. I'm talking about. I think Modern Horizons is. I think Dothi Voidwalker is making like. I don't think anybody talked about it, and it's making some serious waves. So,
okay,
that's it.
We'll talk about it.
Cool. You promise?
Yes.
All right. Sweet.
Okay.
Have a good night. Have a good night. Bye.
Bye.